This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hello, everybody. It's Jim Z, your host of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Hey, let's find out what's going on in the world of Doc Dogs this weekend. Well, big deal going on right now. Starting tomorrow, it is the Southeast Regional Championships right down there in North Fort Myers, Florida at the Aquadog Sanctioned Facility. This is one of your roads to worlds. There'll be plenty of teams out there competing to get those top spots to get that invitation to the World Championships in Dubuque, Iowa this fall. Also, we'll be showing another round of dueling dogs. I think that's going to be very exciting. A lot of people are going to see that. Should be a crowd pleaser for sure. Also happening, it is the Wildlife and Woodland Expo. That is March 27th, 28th, and 29th in Conroe, Texas. That's part of the Doc Dogs Affiliate Club Series with the Heart of Texas Doc Dogs Club at the Lone Star College, Montgomery. So jump big, have fun out there, of course. And last but certainly not least, it's the 2015 Great Outdoor Show at the Oakley Civic Center in Quincy, Illinois. Another Doc Dogs worldwide event. Should be a fun time there as well. All those folks in that part of the country there got some big jumping dogs, and they know how to have fun. Go on out to any of those Doc Dogs events or check out more online at docdogs.com for the entire season schedule, and check back once in a while because more events are always being added and they could be coming right to your neighborhood. All right, well, with this show here, we're going to continue on from our conversations last week. I was talking with the Blue Buffalo Ambassador teams. We got through about half of them there. Last week's episode, learned a lot of information about those teams, and I have more interviews coming up right now for you. We're going to learn more about the dogs, the teams, their plans for this year, and about Blue Buffalo and their plans for feeding or what they've already fed. You can tune in and learn some more right here. This is where we go with our conversation with the Doc Dogs Blue Buffalo Ambassador.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hey, Nancy Aiken, are you out there?
I'm out here, Jim, and I just would like to thank you for having me follow Melissa and Stryker. Thank you, Jim.
I know those are some big shoes to fill, but you know you've certainly been around in the Doc Dogs world long yourself with your team and everything, and just remind everyone about your team and your new puppy.
That's right. That's right. Our team is a Team Four Dog Flight, but for a few years now, we've only had three dogs. We have, of course, Sally, our chocolate lab, the wild, crazy one. If you're ever at an event and Sally's there, you know she's there because she's up on the dock going absolutely crazy. Sally's actually going to be a veteran this year. She's in the veteran league now, mm-hmm. in the veteran division. And then our other jumper is our yellow lab, Spud. And Spud does big air and extreme vertical, those two disciplines. He's also going to be a veteran this year. He turns 8 in May. But you would never know it, by the way, he's jumping or anything. He's doing just great.
Cool.
Our third dog, Hoppy, he's what we call our cheerleader. He doesn't jump. He goes to the vents with us. He likes to do chase away canine cancer, and he's real good at that, and he's just a wonderful dog to have, but he's not interested in dock diving at all. And then we finally got back to four dogs this year by getting our little new, brand new little puppy, Peaches, a little
yeah.
black lab, who's actually kin to Sally and Hoppy. She is Sally and Hoppy's niece, so
okay.
it's now Aunt Sally and Uncle Hoppy. And she's just full of it. I mean, she is just a little ball of fire. And we're looking for some great things with her as far as dock diving and field training and, you know, things like that. So we're just having a real good time with the dogs down here.
Yeah, no, that's great. I've seen a few pictures on Facebook already of the puppy, of Peaches, dragging back sticks twice her size already.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She doesn't see any difference between her and the big dogs.
Hey, when it comes to the Blue Buffalo Ambassadorship, you think there's going to be, like, any competition, maybe a friendly rivalry if you're at an event with another Blue Buffalo Ambassador team between the two of you as far as, you know, who's going to do better, this and that? I know there's going to be a lot of camaraderie, but,
You know, do you think it might also bring in a little competition?
Well, there will be if I have anything to do with it. Sure, if I can get someone whose dog's jumping right about the same as mine. I mean, I'm not going head to head with Melissa and Stryker or Tom and Remy or any of those guys, but going head to head against some dogs that jump, you know, senior and master the way mine do, I'd love some competition there, and that would give us a lot more exposure as far as getting out there and really cheering on, which is what Grant has urged us to do.
And, Nancy.
Yeah, exactly. So sure. Bring it. That's what Team Four Dog Flight says. Bring it.
Well, and that was my next question. I think it's only kind of natural that you guys will probably be kind of cheering for each other, just like normal doc dogs people do. But now it's also an additional camaraderie in the teams there and everything like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing that at the events.
Oh, I'm looking forward to meeting some of these people. Some of these people I haven't ever had a chance to you know, be at an event with and never met them or their dogs or something like that. I'm really looking forward to meeting some of these other team members. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. Well, now you're right. And you have a common reason to make new friends, right?
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Nance. So, I want to talk with Ryan. Ryan Elliott, are you on the line still?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Tell us about your team. How many dogs do you have?
I have two dogs, one that jumps, Millie, and the couch potato, Addison. She's
okay.
A chocolate lab.
A chocolate lab couch potato. You know, they go both ways. They really do. They seem to, you know, take that just the same as being active. How old are your dogs?
Millie is almost 4, and Addison is 2.
Okay. All right. And Millie's the one that's doing the jump. And when did you get started in doc dogs?
This is going to be our third season.
Excellent.
And we got started about 4 years ago at a local indoor spa that a Keystone Duck Dogs member was helping out there, teaching some duck dogs at a dock that they installed over the pool indoors.
Excellent. Cool. Well, that is very cool. I see you've transitioned over to Blue Buffalo. What made you make the switch?
Well, at Worlds, we met several of the representatives from Zooks and Blue Buffalo, and we got to talking to the lovely young lady representing Blue Buffalo, and we realized, well, they gave us a few samples, and we took that home and tried it and realized that they had a comparable brand, the Freedom brand, that's grain-free and matches what we were already feeding. And we've been liking it ever since. We've been transitioning, and we're going to be going to it exclusively.
Well, excellent. And it looks like you went with the chicken recipe. Any particular reason? Did you get enough all the different samples and just see who liked what the best?
Well, her previous food was duck, so I guess we thought chicken was as close as we could get.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Are you signed up for upcoming events, or is there anything you're looking specifically, you know, particular to?
Our next event is the Wild Card in Tridelphia,
Virginia. Yeah, excellent.
And then I think we're signed up for Fairfax National event and another Wild Card event in Virginia that was just posted.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, congratulations to you as well on the Blue Buffalo Ambassadorship, and I hope you have a great season, and we'll see you out there around at one of the events, I'm sure, soon.
Thank you. I look forward to representing Blue Buffalo.
Radio Doc Dogs will be right back.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zook's dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zook's dog treats. Fuel the love.
That sponsor rocks. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, I'd like to talk with, move on to Jim Wright now. Jim, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I see you also feed Boo Buffalo the chicken and brown rice.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How did you choose that flavor?
just kind of word of mouth. We kind of did some checking around and kind of researched a little bit, and it seemed like from what we learned, a lot of people that had a dog that was into performance and sports, they had good luck with that. So we grabbed that, and he's done really well with it, and we want to keep his muscle tone good and keep him, you know, lean without getting too heavy and just so he can be at the top of his game, you know. So
yeah. So you just have the one dog you compete with?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
His name is Bodie.
Bodie. And what kind of dog is Bodie?
Yellow Lab.
Yellow Lab. All right. Everyone knows I have an affection for the labs. Not that I don't love all those dogs out there, but
Yeah. We've always been partial to yellow, so.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Jim, I imagine you're probably going to be shooting for a Worlds invite this year. Have you been to Worlds before with Bodie?
No. We're just getting started. He's just a year old.
Okay.
We got him started when he was just turned 6 months old, and we put him in his first event, and he's just got a real high drive, and he just cannot get enough jumping in the water. He just goes nuts for it. So yeah, he's just continuously will do it. So we think we found a game that he can play. So
yeah, certainly. So do you have all your titles yet? You need to go to regionals, or are you still working on that?
We're going to plan on going to regionals in July, and we've already got signed up for that, and we've got reservations made, and we're planning that trip. So
excellent.
We're working for it. So
that the Tin Wolf Inn event.
This one is in it's in Kentucky.
Yeah.
In Ashland, is that it? Okay.
Yep. The Doc Dog Sanctuary facility there. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tin Wolf Inn. So great. Well, excellent. Well, good luck on that, and may see you down there. So fantastic.
We're looking forward to it.
Cool. I'm gonna move on to Katie. Katie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Katie, how many dogs do you have?
I actually have 4 dogs. I only compete with one of them.
Oh, okay. So tell us about all 4. What kind of dogs are they?
Well, I have a Great Dane named Rudy.
Wow.
I have a Black Lab named Sirius Black. And
cool.
A Yellow Lab named Donnie. And then a mutt named Paps.
Okay, all right. And Donnie's your Doc Dog's dog, right?
Yes, sir, he is.
Awesome, that is excellent. Have you already gone to any events this year?
I have. I went to Pet Essentials, I went to Worlds, and I went to the Southeastern Wildlife Expo.
Oh, excellent. You know, and I forget, you make an excellent point. I forget the Worlds is this, you know, was considered this season's event, so... Yeah, I forget about that sometimes. And Sui is always fantastic crowds and everything like that, 2 docks and everything. Did you have fun there?
Yes, sir, I did. I had a lot of fun.
Excellent. What's your next planned events? Do you have anything planned out yet?
Yes, we actually have 5 events planned. Our next one is Gold Leaf, and it's in April in North Carolina.
Oh, excellent. Fantastic. How far in advance do you like to try to plan events?
We have events planned up until June.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Are you a member of one of the local affiliate clubs down there?
Yes, I am a member of Palmetto Doc Dogs and Carolina Doc Dogs.
Oh, you're dual membership. Excellent. Well, good for you. Both excellent clubs to be members of, that's for sure. Fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing you at one of those events. I know I'll be down that way this summer. It's just a matter of time.
I'll
move
to
on.
You.
Great. Hey, Sharon, are you still there?
I am.
I know it's been a while, and I'm making Tom Dropic suffer and just wait. But Sharon, tell us about your team and your dogs' names.
We have Maisie, who's the crazy one. She's 3. She's my yellow lab. She's my dock diver.
Okay.
Emma, who is 10, who does a little bit of dock diving, not a lot, but she really prefers agility, so she's doing agility.
Cool. I've said this before. I think to have a decent dock diving dog, they do need to be a little crazy. I don't know if you agree, but I see that you also have been feeding blue buffalo. What recipe are you using?
I think ours is the chicken and rice, too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Cool. And dogs obviously must like that if they're feeding it and they're dock jumping and they're active.
Yeah. We switched about 6 months ago, and they seem to love it, and they're doing really well on it, so...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is probably not really a fair question for you because I know you're being introduced to all the Blue Buffalo Ambassadors team, as I'm kind of calling it, everybody's calling it. But what do you guys think about maybe putting together like a public social media page for the whole team or something like that with U10 and, not only just, talking about what's going on, but it might also be a good place where if anyone's thinking about going to Blue Buffalo to feed their dogs, they can ask you, directly what your experience has been and everything like that.
And that would be awesome. I know we already have a page for Maisie. She's got her own crazy amount of followers at this point, but it'd be awesome to do that and kind of get everybody's feedback on it.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too, and I think it might be a good thing, and you guys can get that all coordinated. But so what about your season? Have you gone to any Dock Dogs events yet?
Well, we were at Worlds, technically, which was this season,
right.
And then we went to an event up in Montreal soon after that.
Okay, one of the snack events?
Yep, one of the snack events. Maisie did really, really well. I was really impressed with her there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then we're going to another snack event in Sherbrooke in a couple of weeks. So.
Excellent.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. Yep. Any highlights over the past, let's say, year or something like that really stood out, something just... big, huge jump or an event that really stuck out in your mind that you really had a great time at?
She's been doing phenomenally well. She started out a year ago and didn't jump, and now she's doing, she did Hopkinton. She did her best personal jump of, 21 and a half feet, and I nearly fell in the water at that one. She just keeps moving, I think probably the highlight was being at Worlds on her 3rd birthday with her brother there because one of her littermates jumps as well. So
that is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very cool. And how did you like the whole Worlds experience?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is. It's always something to strive for. And even if you don't make the qualification, it's such a good time.
Yep. My parents drove up from Memphis to watch, and even my father, who is not an animal person, was impressed. So it was good.
That's cool. That's great. That's good to hear.
Yep.
Well, Sharon, thanks a lot, and we'll see you also out and about on there, and looking forward to seeing you guys with all your cool blue buffalo things.
Radio Doc Dogs will return after this message.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex, patented clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
We are back. Radio Doc Dogs.
I move on here. We're looking for Melissa Ness. Hello, Melissa. You there?
Hello, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Enjoying the SoCal weather.
That's just rub it in. Go ahead. Keep rubbing it in. There's still a little bit of snow that hasn't melted here, but we won't talk about that. At least it's melted. Now it's mud season. But
right.
For anyone that doesn't know Melissa, you should by now if you've been in Dock Dogs even a short time. Melissa's dog is Striker, a Hall of Fame team in the world of Dock Dogs. Striker is also currently a legend dog in our legend division. And an iron dog, and all the disciplines. How have you and Striker retained such a competitive team in Dock Dogs over all these years, Melissa? Any secret to that you want to share?
Do I want to share? I think the best thing to say is just keep them healthy and happy. So between the food and conditioning and communicating with your vet, I think that those are all key points for me and that's what kept my guys going so strong for the past. Stryker's 11, so you got to think 11 years.
Yeah.
Of he's been competing since he was 10 months old, so he started in 04, so he's been going pretty strong for 11 years.
That is awesome and amazing, and you know, congratulations to you on all of your Doc Dog success to this point, and now this ambassadorship. I know you guys are going to make fantastic ambassadors for Blue Buffalo team.
I think it's great. I mean, last year I thought I was retiring him. I have a new puppy coming up that I thought was going to take his place this year, and he came down with an injury, so we kind of went back to the drawing board, and at our first 2015 event, I said, well, old man, can you pull up the slack a little bit for the two? And turn around, and in EV at 11 years old, he's still hitting 6'6". I can't complain. He did two personal bests, finishing his master title at 11. We've been a senior title for 10 and a half years, and now we're a master title at 11.
Isn't that amazing?
I guess he's trying to tell me retirement is, the word would be semi-retired.
Well, I mean, that is fantastic. And yeah, I mean, just your accomplishments in Doc Dogs are always impressive. So what made you want to switch to get on this ambassador team and go to the Blue Buffalo food? Anything in particular?
Well, I definitely liked what the Wilderness offers, like what Jesse said. The boar protein was very inquisitive to me. I did some research before I decided to take this challenge and see if they would accept me as an ambassador. So I went and did some research and looked at the foods and, knowing what, I have five dogs in my house. Four of the five dogs are Doc Dogs, jumping dogs. So I went and did some of my homework and looked around, and it offered everything that I was looking for.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic. And, and I didn't mean to leave out your other dogs there. The Strikers are just such a – been around Doc Dogs for so long. But tell us a little bit more about your other dogs and what kind of breeds and how their success has gone.
Well, most everyone else knows Stryker. They also know Smoke, my Chesapeake Bay. I ran him for a couple of years, but because of my inability to throw long distance for him, I have him paired up with Terry Courier now. And they're now making their way up to Super Elite, which makes me extremely happy.
Cool.
And then we all know about my little lap dog, Toothless. It's actually a Bubbles grandson, so I'm hoping to see big numbers out of him, so he can follow in his grandma's paw prints. And then I also have my Malinois puppy. She's a year and a half old now, and her name is Safira. So with those guys right now, I'm looking forward to having a strong year.
Awesome. That is very awesome. Well, thanks, Melissa, and congratulations again. It was great talking with you, and I know we'll be seeing you out on the dock somewhere soon, I hope.
Most definitely. We look forward to this new adventure and new ambassadorship.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing you on the dock.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, Team Blue Buffalo.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Radio Doc Dogs. Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, thank you again to all those teams for taking the time to speak with me on Radio Doc Dogs. I really appreciate it. And congratulations once again to all of the Blue Buffalo ambassadors. It's going to be so fun seeing you guys go out through this season here, see if there's any camaraderie and rivalries going on with all the Blue Buffalo ambassadors, and what else might be happening just, across the board with this great sponsorship set up by Doc Dogs and Blue Buffalo. Well, that's it for me. That's another episode of Radio Doc Dogs in the books. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to everyone. Hey, if you're out at the Southeast Regionals, of course, you got to jump big. You got to get in those top spots. Good luck getting that invitation there or any of the other events that are going on in Texas or Illinois. Again, check them out online at docdogs.com. And I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Dog Dogs.